Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. You know, the leftist liberty deniers, they parrot a version of nobody wants to take anybody's gun away in almost any debate on the common sense civil right of self-defense for several reasons. Primarily, they do this to give you a false sense of security that they really aren't out to confiscate guns when that has been and always will be their ultimate goal. And that isn't the only reason. They want to avoid the stark historical comparisons with authoritarian fascists and socialists of the recent past that began their oppressive regimes with the confiscations of guns. And, you know, go check out the history of the USSR, the National Socialist Germany, China, Cuba, Venezuela, for examples of leftists confiscating guns before they grabbed ultimate power. Some have gone so far as to deny the facts of history. Someone who ominously named himself the propaganda professor actually claimed Hitler didn't ban guns, but we can pretend he did. Very few liberals ban guns, but we can pretend they all do. Therefore, liberals are just like Hitler and other false Hitlerisms. The funny thing is that since we have taken notice of their demands for gun confiscation and begin to list them out on a periodic basis, they are less likely to issue these demands. Because apparently the leftist liars don't like being called out on their lies. These gun-grabbing ghouls also incessantly repeat the lie as a smokescreen, obscuring the true purpose of their preliminary obsession. Aside from the actual taking of firearms with unconstitutional gun confiscations, also known as red flag orders, authoritarian leftists obsess over certain specific legislative items simply because they facilitate the confiscation process. Now, you need to understand that universal gun registration laws, which are also known as universal background checks, expanded background checks, unconstitutionally assert government control over private property. Perhaps some sort of quasi-commerce clause rationale could be applied to a federal firearm licensee engaged in commerce among the several states when you buy an AR-15 at the local fairgrounds. But how would that apply to you selling a gun to your neighbor, giving one to your kids? The liberty deniers also need to know who has what when it comes to confiscation time. In fact, they have openly admitted to this in their gun-grabbing screeds. They also want to make sure that all of your guns are in one convenient place for confiscation. That's why they always obsess over safe storage laws and their trifecta of tyranny. Force you to store your guns in a big expensive safe so that they're less useful in defending you from their voters and ready to be snatched by the SWAT team at the right time. All for your safety, of course. Don't you ever forget that part. We're coming up to the 29th anniversary of this lie. Way back in 1993, the LA Times called for the outright confiscation of guns. And you'll notice that some propagandists like Vox merely repackage the same stuff each time they can. And that's why it shows up so often. And always keep in mind that the gaslighting ghouls of the left are lying about their ultimate goal of taking your guns and that everything they do is built around that endpoint. So here's quite a few headlines from local papers, right? Some of them you've heard about in recent times, like the LA Times, 2011, Taming the Monster, Get Rid of the Guns. Arizona Daily Star, Reinstate Ban on Military-Style Assault Weapons, 2012. Daily coups. Yes, conservatives, we want to take away your guns. Huffington Post. Get rid of the damn guns. Daily coups. How to ban guns. A step-by-step long-term process. Economist. The gun control that works. No guns. Opinionator. New York Times. Why gun control is not enough. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo. Confiscation could be an option. Mandatory sale could be an option. Eugene Robinson. He's a columnist. First, get rid of the guns. Detroit Metro Times. Ban all guns now. House Democrats, turn in your guns, 2013. I don't know who to attribute this one to. I went after guns, Obama can too. Huffington Post, gun control, we need domestic disarmament. Coming out of 2014. LA Times, you say gun control doesn't work? Fine, let's ban guns altogether. Obama, a couple of decades ago, Australia had a mass shooting similar to Columbine or Newtown and basically imposed very severe, tough gun laws. The Tallahassee Democrats stopped the insanity, banned guns. Then there's 2015. Gun violence in America, crazy solution, get rid of the guns. Vox, Australia confiscated 650,000 guns. The Second Amendment must go, we ban lawn darts, it's time to ban guns. Huffington Post, domestic disarmament, not gun control. Obama, we know that other countries in response to one mass shooting, friends of ours, allies of ours, Great Britain, Australia, countries like ours, so we know there are ways to prevent it. Washington Post, a gun-free society. Gun controls like assault weapons bans and background checks aren't enough. That came from Vox, also from Vox. What no politician wants to admit about gun control, taking a huge number of guns away from a huge number of gun owners. Daily Coups, effective gun control, a national semi-auto ban. Hillary Clinton, the Australian example, a buyback program worth considering national level. The Daily Beast, yes, they want to take your guns away. The New York Times, end the gun epidemic in America. That was a first front page editorial in 95 years, that one. The New Republic, it's time to ban guns. Yes, all of them. 2016, Anderson Cooper, isn't sure guns conspiracy kooks don't have a point. The Daily Beast, President Obama isn't taking people's guns, but maybe he should. Kamau Bell, CNN, I want Obama to take away your guns. Huffington Post, can't we just put the damn guns down? Washington Post, Eugene Robinson, assault weapons must be banned in America. Vox, Australia confiscated 650,000 guns. What if we get rid of guns in America? 2017, what would happen if guns were taken away? Plan a magazine, ban guns, amend the Constitution. CNN from Sachs, ban semi-automatic assault weapons to save lives. The Week, ban guns. Washington Post editorial board calls on Trump to pass gun control. Dan Pfeiffer, what to bring to the gun fight, National Gun Registry gun buyback program. Vox, once again, Australia confiscated 650,000 guns. News Press, USA Editorial Board, renew ban on military assault weapons. Boston Globe, hand over your weapons. Red Hawks Online, guns must go. Splinter News, ban guns, 2018. Once again, Vox, Australia, confiscated 650,000 guns. Murders and suicides plummeted. It's too late, you've lost your guns. LA Times, no one becomes a mass shooter without a mass shooting gun. The Star, want to end gun violence, Mr. President? Get rid of guns. Mercury News, Eugene Robinson, arming teachers is absurd. Ban military-style assault weapons. The Charlotte News, ban military-style assault weapons for the sake of our children. Maine Voices, yes, we want to take away your guns. Vox, why an assault weapons ban can't address America's gun problem? At least they came out with something new, huh? Emma Gonzalez, March for Our Lives, removing semi-automatic weapons from society. Esquire, okay, now I actually do want to take your guns. Vox, Australia confiscated 650,000 guns. The Guardian, why does anybody need one? Ban assault weapons, buy them back, go after resistors. 10 reasons to abolish the Second Amendment. It just goes on and on and on. They are absolutely wanting to come after your guns. They have been. It goes on today. I'm just running out of time, and I just don't have the time to consider continuing with that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Fascism is a political ideology which is mischaracterized by both the media and academia. Wikipedia describes fascism as a far-right, authoritarian, ultra-nationalist political ideology and movement characterized by a dictatorial leader, central autocracy, militarism, forcible suppression of opposition, belief in a natural social hierarchy, subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the nation and race, and strong regimentation of society and the economy. Now, that definition is mostly correct, except for the first words, claiming fascism is a far-right ideology. Hitler was considered a fascist, but his party, contrary to the political science experts disguised as journalists, were far left. The Nazi Party is the Nationalist Socialist German Workers' Party. Note the name socialist, an ideology of the left, not the right. Another famous fascist, Benito Mussolini, further clarified, fascism should rightly be called corporatism as it is the merger of corporate and government power. And this is where we are now, corporate and government power merging into a totalitarian behemoth, crushing any and all dissent. And note that this isn't nationalizing private corporation as in Venezuela and Cuba, but it's the government still controlling corporations through coercion and collaboration. Like the recent Twitter file revelations. The federal government took control of big tech and social media giants to control free speech and dissent. It was more than simply the Biden campaign pressuring Twitter. The FBI had weekly meetings with social media corporations to warn them of Russian interference or hack and leak operations, which they knew very well were nothing of the sort. And despite denials, Biden administration officials may still be meeting with media executives who's on his guest list, on Biden's guest list during the many weeks he's at one of his Delaware vacation homes. The result of this was social media suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story, which would have likely altered the 2020 presidential election outcome. Specifically, 16% of Biden voters would have voted differently if Hunter Biden laptop story was not suppressed by media big tech. And this was an election decided by about 50,000 votes and a few swing districts. So this was obvious election interference. And it wasn't only the FBI, but also the Department of Homeland Security. Executives from Facebook and Twitter, including the recently fired head of Trust and Safety, Vijaya Gadde, held regular meetings with the DHS to discuss censorship on a wide range of topics, including the withdrawal from Afghanistan, coronavirus, and racial justice, according to leaked documents. Further, from the Twitter files, part two noted teams of Twitter employees build blacklists, prevent disfavored tweets from trending, and actively limit the visibility of entire accounts or even trending topics, all in secret without informing users. This is called shadow banning, a practice that Twitter executives under oath before Congress denied. Elon Musk, opening the windows at Twitter headquarters, discovered that the social media giant was visibility filtering, a euphemism for shadow banning. Will any former Twitter executives be prosecuted for lying to Congress? Fat chance. The DOJ practices its own form of shadow banning, only prosecuting Trump supporters and opponents of the ruling class, emulating the justice systems of banana republics. Representative Adam Schiff provided a recent illuminating example of government controlling a private organization by demanding censorship in violation of the First Amendment. As tweeted by his colleague, Representative Diana Harshbarger, at Adam Schiff is circulating a letter urging at Facebook to maintain their ban on President Trump's account. The left is desperate for power and is willing to deploy CCP-style censorship tactics to silence all opposition. This is the real threat to democracy. So government, through big tech and social media, is using banning and algorithms or censorship to push their political worldview while suppressing all dissent. This is one of many ways to rig an election, by controlling the campaigns and narratives by blocking or promoting information and news. Now, Elon Musk discovered and acknowledged U.S. political candidates were blacklisted while running for office. Anyone want to guess which political party those candidates belong to? Did it extend internationally, as in Brazil? Musk believes that it is possible government embed with corporations. Twitter is the only social media giant shining a light on the tech sector's willing participation in the government fascism. But what about Facebook and Google and YouTube and Instagram? Will any sunlight shine on their similar practices? Well, I guess the only way that's probably going to happen would be if Elon Musk or someone else who supports American liberty and the Constitution were to buy those companies. Most elected Republicans have no interest in this entire topic as they too benefit from this new American fascism. Any bets that Mitch McConnell, Liz Cheney, Kevin McCarthy, or their staff told social media giant to the visibility filter? And it's not only Twitter and Facebook, but other big media organizations that have merged with the government, at least the Democrats and Republican establishment. Think of the leaks from the FBI, CIA, and DOJ to favored reporters at the New York Times or Washington Post, all to advance a favored narrative. This would include the myriad bogus stories about candidate or President Trump as a Russian asset. How many leaks came from the Mueller special counsel team, a government entity colluding with big media to shape public perception and the news narrative? Or from the past and present government employees all receiving either a government salary or pension given an open forum on cable news shows to gaslight the public that the Hunter Biden laptop story was classic Russian disinformation, when these former intelligence directors and agencies knew otherwise? And again, the merger of government and corporate power. What meetings and influence have the CDC and the NIH had on the COVID narrative, banning and shaming anyone who dared to question the dogma of vaccines being safe and effective, or that vaccines prevent infection and transmission, or that masks and distancing were effective, and that young, healthy individuals dropping dead in record numbers is all disinformation? Did Fauci and Walensky meet with Twitter censors? Or did the FBI and the DHS handle this for them? Just as the FBI General Counsel and Spygate Attorney James Baker conveniently moved to Twitter, obstructing the recent Twitter releases, shielding the FBI from scrutiny, that swamp, it does run deep. We may soon find out about some COVID collusion because Elon Musk just tweeted, "My pronouns are prosecute Fauci," suggesting another Twitter release focusing on COVID narrative manipulation. So, you know, we go forward with this. The light shines a little brighter. Got to do it. Got to get into this swamp with them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Rich Johnson. We expected it, and Federal Reserve Chair Lawrence Powell did not surprise economists today when he announced that the Fed
decided to raise interest rates by 50 basis points today, a step down from the 75 basis point pace seen over the previous four meetings.
That's the smallest hike in 7 months. Police went door to door around New Iberia, Louisiana, looking for people hurt or trapped after a tornado ripped through the region. More storms with possible tornadoes continue to move east. It was not foul play that killed sports writer Grant Wall at the World Cup in Qatar. His wife, Dr. Celine Gounder, shared the cause of death today on CBS Mornings.
So he had an autopsy done here in New York by the New York City Medical Examiner's Office, and it showed that he had an aortic aneurysm.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says it's time for the Peach State to end runoff elections. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. A very secretive scheme that the FBI used on at least a dozen occasions to get Americans to self-report themselves as prohibited persons to the NICS was more widespread than originally thought based on new documents obtained by Gun Owners of America. The Second Amendment organization filed a FOIA request seeking documentation about the form used by the FBI back in 2020 after the form's existence was first reported on. At the time of the FOIA request was filed, there was no evidence that the form had actually been used, but GOA sought any information regarding individuals who had declared themselves to be a danger to themselves or others are lacking the mental capacity to adequately contract or manage their affairs. Since then, GOA investigations have uncovered at least 15 instances where the NICS indices self-submission form was used, despite serious concerns about whether or not the form is even legal. Now, it's been discovered that it wasn't just the FBI using the forms. At least two other federal agencies working in cooperation with the FBI on occasion to get individuals to sign the forms, the Secret Service and Immigrations and Customs Enforcement. As the Washington Examiner reported on Tuesday, the revelation is attracting the growing attention of Congress and the incoming Republican majority. Signatories were registered with the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System and asked to declare that they were a danger to themselves or other people or lacking the mental capacity adequately to contract their lives. Many of the people targeted by the FBI in the past had reportedly made violent threats on social media, in chat rooms, and in person, internal records showed. Good evening. Name redacted, a Secret Service employee wrote to an FBI employee on March 30, 2018. Attached is the NICS self-submission form for redacted date of birth, redacted. His USSS case number is 127-679-0044105. The email continued, noting that it was sent from a Supervisory Protective Intelligence Research Specialist. If you have any questions, please let me know. Thank you. The email was attached with a form intended to waive the gun rights of the signatory, according to records. The Washington Examiner was unable to verify the date that form was signed. Separately, an email from June the 4th, 2018, also sheds light on Secret Service's usage of the form. A Secret Service employee wrote to an FBI employee, "Can you please enter name redacted into NICS and advise me when it has been entered? Thank you." Representative Andrew Clyde told the Washington Examiner he wants to know if more federal agencies have used the NICS forms. He put forth a resolution in November, which Democrats rejected on Wednesday, that would request Attorney General Merrick Garland turn over documents in connection to the forms. According to Representative Clyde, this is really, really concerning. He asked, is Veterans Affairs using this form to try to get veterans to self-report to deny themselves their Second Amendment rights? That needs to be discovered. We need to investigate that. In the majority, I think it becomes a valid question and a valid investigation. I think we need to spotlight that. Now, according to the FBI, use of the form was discontinued in December of 2019, though the agency hasn't said why. And it's also unclear whether that form was replaced by anything similar that might still be in use today. It's also unclear whether or not those forms are actually legal. Under existing federal law, there is no mechanism to report yourself to NICS as a prohibited person. As a matter of fact, I think that's even covered by the Gun Control Act of 1968. You're either disqualified because of court convictions or an adjudication of mental illness. Not because the FBI or another alphabet agency shows up at your home and pressures you to sign away your Second Amendment rights. Now, it may be that every individual who was paid a visit had good reason to be on their radar because of online threats. That still doesn't mean that the use of this form was legal, and it certainly doesn't mean that it was effective. Just as red flag laws declare a person's supposed danger to themselves or others to be addressed simply by removing their ability to legally own a gun while leaving the underlying issues unaddressed, the NICS indices self-submission apparently involved no mental health evaluations or even follow-up on the part of any agency. We're just going to leave you out there. You just can't buy no guns. I know there's no shortage of scandalous behavior in Washington, D.C. these days, but this is a genuinely troubling program that the gun owners of America have uncovered, bringing sunlight to the shadowy circumstances under which this form was used, and uncovering any, continued abuses in the same vein should be a top priority of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees when the GOP takes control next month. Even if this program was put to bed in 2019, as the FBI claims, those responsible for its creation and implementation and continued operation need to be called out and held to account. But, as we saw with the investigation into Fast and Furious, oftentimes the calling out is easier than the accountability, but that doesn't mean that the pursuit of both aren't equally important. Now, the New York Times editorial board recently, they're getting sort of slammed for it, not because of they're anti-gun, because we know they're anti-gun. That's not a new revelation. They put out an editorial about America's toxic gun culture using a photo of shotgun shells to refer to semi-automatic rifles. Now, in and of itself, besides that being a stupid mistake to make, it sort of takes this part where they're being goofed on and a lot of sarcasm thrown their way. It sort of takes away from the fact of how violently anti-gun they are. And, Sausenberger, one of the Sausenbergers who owns the New York Times, carries a gun. According to the Times editorial, the AR-15 has also become a potent talisman for right-wing politicians and many of their voters. That's a particularly disturbing trend at a time when violent political rhetoric and actual political violence in the United States are rising. Some of the criticisms about that particular picture came from some notable people, Like Fox News said, in 2020, Democrat candidate Beto O'Rourke openly pitched confiscation, while the other candidates on the debate stage stood quietly in agreement. That was actually tweeted by Ranjit Singh. The Democrat debate audience wildly cheered at the proposal, and you wonder why GOP candidates pose with ARs in campaign ads. One man wrote, the word AR-15 and a picture of shotgun shells really don't look good on the front of the article. Two totally different classes of firearms. Another commented, why are you showing a picture like this when the article was clearly about something else? As usual, the Times has no idea what they're promoting. It's not news at the Times. Not sure what it is, but it has nothing to do with truth, in my opinion. Not fit to wrap fish in. Others were simply matter-of-fact with a remark such as this one. Every time you post a picture or opinion piece about guns and mess up the graphics or pictures because you don't understand guns, your credibility drops. You would think you'd hit rock bottom eventually, but maybe not. But still, sarcasm was evident. AR-15 shoots shotgun shells. Who knew? Does anyone at the New York Times have any idea what they're talking about? Well, when it comes to guns, probably only the people at the top who own them. But, hey, let's not be mean to the New York Times just because they're violently anti-gun and they don't want you to have a gun and all kinds of things about guns. That has nothing to do with nothing. Now, does it? No. Nothing at all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. The Bruin decision, it just tickles me to watch this unfold. The whole decision held that New York's limitation of the issuance of permits to carry a handgun to those who officials decide have a special need violated the Second Amendment, which protects the infringement, the right of the people to bear arms. The government may not limit that right to a privileged class. That's just all that was about. One of the red hot button issues that was being relitigated after Bruin is whether banning semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15 violates the Second Amendment. Now, there's a book coming out by Stephen Halbrook called America's Rifle, the Case for the AR-15. So, and he goes chapter and verse through all the various things. Now, when Bruin was decided, six states restricted permits to carry handguns. California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York. Five of those states, excluding Hawaii, plus Connecticut, also prohibited possession of wet rifles they derogatorily called assault weapons. A week after Bruin was handed down, the governor of Delaware signed a law adding that state to the list. In most of the 20th century, the anti-gun movement focused on banning handguns, and rifles and shotguns were said to be good. Pistols and revolvers, bad. The Colt AR-15 Sporter rifle hit the civilian market in 1964, same year that Colt made its first deliveries of the M16 to the Air Force. The AR-15 is semi-automatic, requiring a separate function of the trigger for each shot, while the M16 is automatic, meaning it fires continuously as long as the trigger is pulled back. And despite that basic difference, they look similar on the outside, causing the Violence Policy Center to see the potential for confusion in the public. The idea of labeling the AR-15 and like rifles as assault weapons and banning them was born. In 1989, California became the first state to ban assault weapons, which it defined to include a list of makes and models, such as the AR-15. That was challenged in Fresno Rifle and Pistol Club v. Van de Kamp, but the Ninth Circuit held that the Second Amendment doesn't apply to the states. However, the Supreme Court has since ruled that it does in McDonald v. Chicago, 2010. In District of Columbia v. Heller, the Supreme Court held that as a textual matter, the Second Amendment extends prima facie to all instruments that constitute bearable arms. All instruments. Turning to history, the Supreme Court determined that historical limitations on carrying a dangerous and unusual weapon provided a bound on the scope of the right. Thus, while dangerous and unusual weapons can be banned, arms in common use at the time for lawful purposes like self-defense cannot. Now, the common use test was plain. So when the district banned assault weapons, we you know, a challenge was mounted there. The D.C. Court Circuit in Heller v. D.C., Heller 2 conceded that the banned rifles are indeed in common use, but balanced the right-of-way under intermediate scrutiny. Then Judge Brett Kavanaugh dissented on the basis that semi-automatic rifles have been in lawful use for over a century and passed Heller's common use test. With intermediate scrutiny to the rescue, other circuits copied Heller 2 and upheld the bans in several states. And these decisions created a distorted image since most states don't have bans and so other circuits have not opined on the issue. And then came Bruin, which collapsed the whole house of cards. Conduct within the plain text of the Second Amendment is presumptively protected and a restriction may be valid only if the government shows it to be consistent with this nation's historical tradition. Text history is in means and scrutiny is out, and the history or analogs thereof that matters is 1791 and the initial decades that followed as long as consistent with the text in early history. Under the Heller test, as elaborated on by Bruin, AR-15s and similar semi-automatic firearms may not be prohibited. Indeed, Heller and Bruin together established that the test for any ban on firearms, and that test makes clear that all firearms in common use for lawful purposes are protected and cannot be banned. And AR-15s and other similar firearms come within the plain text because they are bearable arms, man-portable. Heller and Bruin both established that the Second Amendment extends presumptively to all bearable arms, man-portable. Second, banning such firearms is not consistent with this nation's history. Indeed, the Supreme Court established that such a ban is inconsistent with this nation's history nearly 30 years ago by holding that AR-15 rifles traditionally have been widely accepted as lawful possessions. Staples v. U.S., 1994. What's more, the historical boundaries of protected arms have already been established in Heller and Bruin. These cases make clear that the only arms that are not protected are dangerous and unusual weapons, which necessarily entails that citizens have a right to possess and use arms that are in common use today. And for this reason, historical analogs have no place here. The Supreme Court has done the historical analysis and set forth the common use test. Now, can the government possibly show that AR-15 rifles are dangerous and unusual? Nope, not at all, as they are among the most popular firearms in the nation. Recent data indicates that Americans own at least 24 million of these and that they constitute 20% of all firearms sold in recent years and that they are used for lawful purposes such as self-defense and training and hunting. And it follows that Americans have a Second Amendment right to own and use them. And you don't have to take my word for it. This is supported by the analyses of three Supreme Court justices. Justice Thomas, the author of Bruin, in his dissent from denial of cert in Freedman v. Highland Park. Justice Kavanaugh in his dissent in Heller 2. And Justice Alito in his concurrence in Caetano v. Massachusetts. When the Supreme Court decided Bruin, it issued a GVR, grant cert, vacate, and remand to the Fourth Circuit's decision in Bianchi v. Frosch for further consideration in light of Bruin. And that's a polite way of saying get it right next time. That case summarily affirmed that circuit's prior decision in Colby v. Hogan, which upheld Maryland's assault weapon ban. And as the first post-Bruin circuit to reconsider such a ban, the oral argument on December 6 is worth listening to. Some takeaways from the argument. Colby rejected the common use test and held that AR-15s are not protected because they are most useful in military service. Never mind that no military in the world issues mere semi-automatics. That was the wrong test. They also rewrites the common use test to say instead the only arms protected are those in common use for self-defense. And that is not the test. Heller tells us that arms commonly used for lawful purposes, not just self-defense, are protected under the Second Amendment. Maryland does not concede that the AR-15 is in common use and seeks a remand for further discovery. Bruin was decided as a matter of law based on the pleadings and rejected any need for a remand for further factual development. Maryland argues that AR-15s are not in common use for self-defense because shots are rarely fired, but Heller required no showing of how often handguns are actually fired in self-defense to prove common use, which means possession for that purpose. Now, as a fallback, they want to show that at least some of the rifles on the list are not in common use and that the law is severable. Plaintiffs respond that they are all of the same general type and that no further facts need to be developed. Heller was fiercely resisted by the lower courts. The Fourth Circuit is something to keep our eyes on. But one thing that needs to happen with each one of these cases as they pop up and as they keep trying to, reimagine gun control, as they keep trying to reimagine what is common use or what is self-defense or what is protected by the Second Amendment, is that these cases, if they can move expeditiously back to the Supreme Court, they can be decided. And this is the direction we need to go in. From the standpoint of a purely legal basis at the moment, we're doing it. We're in pretty good shape. I'm encouraged. Now, of course, the left does have a hold of everything else, but at least we got that one thing going for us. We're about to go into hour number two coming up next. It's going to be Think, Aim, Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions. I have no idea what they're going to talk about. I would say it's by the seat of the pants, except Lee always comes in with a plan. He just doesn't tell me what it is. That's the fun part of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.